This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Healthcare workers in Alabama would be prohibited from administering gender therapies to minors, meaning no gender-affirming surgeries or hormones. That's under a pair of bills that moved through committees in the Alabama House and Senate this week. Advocates for transgender youth strongly oppose the bills. We'll talk about that with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. But first, lawmakers also passed a contentious bill that would keep cities from imposing new occupational taxes. Don tells WBHM's Gigi Duban many municipalities see it as an infringement on local authority.
It came initially while the city of Montgomery was discussing a possible occupational tax, and then the city actually approved one last week. This could set the stage for legal action by the city of Montgomery, but it has been a controversial issue from start to finish.
And Don, what has been the rationale of some of the lawmakers who were strongly opposed to Montgomery or any city in the state passing an occupational tax?
The legislation was sponsored by Representative Chris Sells of Greenville, and he has said from the get-go that his primary concern was people who work in certain cities but don't live there and have to pay the occupational tax. So the argument was essentially taxation without representation. These people who lived out of the city in which they worked didn't have representation on the local city councils or county commissions that might approve such taxes, but they would still have to pay them. That was the big concern. Representative Sells has contended all along that cities wouldn't be giving up local authority, that the legislature would only have a say in these matters now. But a lot of the cities, Montgomery included, felt just the opposite, that they would be giving up a lot of local authority to the legislature on what they consider to be local issues.
There's been some movement on a bill in both the House and the Senate that would make it a felony for healthcare professionals to administer gender therapies to minors. That means no surgery, no prescribing puberty blockers or hormones to affirm gender. What is at issue here, Don?
Yes, this legislation is really designed to say that the sponsors don't believe that these surgeries, these therapies, are necessary, that they do recognize gender dysphoria as a real psychological condition, but the contention is that these things can be worked out through therapeutic modalities through mental health professionals, that they don't believe that these surgeries or what they call mutilations are necessary, that the surgery is a permanent solution to a problem that they feel could be worked out through mental health therapy. Now, this has been a very divisive issue. It was a packed house when this bill passed both House and Senate committees this past week. It's denying, according to opponents of the bill, parents the right to make medical decisions for their transgender children.
I understand there was some very emotional testimony around this bill, two bills.
There was. There were a lot of trans people and their parents and supporters at the State House this week who said this was more about, in their thinking anyway, political posturing, election year political posturing, than it was about a true concern for these individuals, these transgender children.
And finally, Don, there's been some resolution on this to this long-standing conflict over leadership of the state Democratic Party. What happened this week?
A circuit judge in Montgomery ruled this week that his court did not have jurisdiction over this case, that it was a party matter, and the judge dismissed a lawsuit that had been filed by former state Democratic Party chair Nancy Worley. You'll remember that a faction of the party late last year ousted Worley and elected State Representative Chris England of Tuscaloosa as the new chair. The Democratic National Committee recognized England as the chair. Worley had contended that the election was illegitimate and she was fighting to regain control of the party. The judge ruled this week that he didn't have jurisdiction. He dismissed the lawsuit, but the minority caucus chair of the state Democratic Party, Joe Reed, said late this week that it wasn't over, that they were still considering a federal lawsuit over this issue.
So it is not quite over.
It may not be quite over, no.
Okay. Well, Don, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Gigi. It's always a pleasure.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news most Fridays during the legislative session.